Then there was Anita. I shared a tent with Anita too. I totally loved Anita and her. She has such great chat. She's Northern Irish and she would have a really great way of making situations, any situation that might possibly have become awkward or negative. She was very good at making a joke or, yeah, she just would diffuse situations. She's got a really positive attitude as well. She did admit that she wasn't really fond of camping, and yet she was just brilliant the whole trip and, you know, tackled everything, gave everything a go. You know, there was times where it was hard, but she would just keep on going, keep trying. And so I was really impressed with her attitude and the way she moved through the week. Yeah, she made me laugh lots. Personally, I found her a great encouragement. There was times where I'd be a bit scared or of maybe of expressing myself, and I'd do it anyway, and she would often encourage me such a lot afterwards. And but yeah, so she was a real help and a comfort to me. So thank you, Anita. I also got to drive in the car with her there and back, so we had a great chats. And yeah, so it was lovely sharing the journey with her, and she was fantastic. Also, we had good hugs, me, Anita, and Rose. And when you're a bit cold, it's nice to have someone to hold you. So it was nice as the girls to bond together. Oh, also, we went to the toilet together quite often as well, which is great though, because it's a bit, you're cold or you're wet or it's dark. It's quite nice to have someone to go to the toilet with. Solomon, he named after King Solomon, who was known for his wisdom, and I think it's a very apt name. He was really wise, and I noticed that when he would speak in group discussions, everybody would listen to him. He would just command the group. You know, he had real wisdom, and when he talked, people wanted to listen, and not just to his wisdom. He'd also had great stories of his time in Africa, and so he was just really interesting. And also, we were cooking. It was really good. I know I'm saying that myself, but it did taste really good. We put all sorts of extra things in it and just had a really good time, like chilled out time doing the cooking. Yeah, so he was fantastic, and he was really respectful. I just noticed how he just showed a lot of respect to others in the way he conducted himself and the way he'd speak and his politeness. And yeah, I was really impressed with him.